Underwriting support from the Interlaken Inn, Resort and Conference Center, Interlaken Road in Lakeville, Connecticut. 86 upscale guest rooms and townhouses, Morgan's Restaurant featuring new American cuisine, a pet-friendly resort, and they have select accommodations. 1-800-222-2909 on Facebook and interlakeninn.com. Dave's TV, Route 44 in Millerton. Buy local. Skip the long drive to the big box stores. Your local source for quality products, Sony, Sharp, Smart, LED, HDTV, DirecTV Sales and Service, and Rust Sound Home Audio Systems, davestv.net. And the Falls Village Inn, Railroad Street in Falls Village, the heart of Falls Village for more than 175 years, 860-824-0033, thefallsvillageinn.com.
Here's a check on stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for clouds and showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures will be in the low 70s today. Cloudy, showers tonight. Tomorrow, more showers, mid-70s. Saturday, some sun, a shower, 80 to 85 degrees. And then looking ahead to Sunday, should be sunny, and the temperature will be mild once again with the temperature in the 80s on Sunday. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast in just a few minutes from Pat Pagano. A story in the Republican American by Ruth Epstein today. The Salisbury Board of Selectmen telling residents 331 at Housatonic River Road to tear down a wall or at least move it back. The stone wall was built about 9 feet into the town's right-of-way. During the meeting on Monday, the first selectman, Curtis Rand, said he's been dealing with the matter all summer, concerned that if that wall's allowed to remain, it could be setting a precedent for other encroachments onto town roads. The property is owned by Jane and James Cohen, according to the assessor's record. Selectman Christian Williams said he agrees with the Planning and Zoning Commission that this shouldn't be allowed. Quote, they built a solid structure on town property, end quote. Quoting again, you just can't step in and take down property, end quote. That from attorney Mark Capilaccio, who represents the owners. He was given an opportunity to speak. He went on to say this was done not by design but by error. He asked rhetorically if the wall posed any impediment to travel on the road and concluded it doesn't. He said it's elevated from the road and out of the way and therefore should be no problem for the town going forward. Rand noted the Cohens not only had the wall built but then added to the encroachment by putting plantings around it. Rand said he didn't think it would be a big job to move the wall back on the property. Capilaccio said the town isn't asking other property owners to remove their encroachments. Rand said this was the first such complaint to come before the PZC. Other encroachments weren't known about, and some probably go back decades, according to Rand. Rand said he will work with the town attorney to draft a letter to the Cohens. Speaking about neighborhoods and land, another story in the Republican American, water runoff from a solar facility in Canaan is impacting a local neighbor concerned about runoff from Lodestar Energy Project on Sand Road under the property of Helen and John Mahoney will be discussed at an upcoming meeting. The couple appeared at last week's Board of Selectmen to discuss the problem and seek help from the town. Lodestar has received approval from the Connecticut Siting Council to construct a ground-mounted solar generating facility. The site is uphill from the Mahoney's property. Mahoney prefaced his remarks by saying Lodestar owners have been cooperative in addressing his problems, but he needs help alleviating the situation. Jamie Smith of Lodestar said the stormwater control measures were built in accordance with the permits that were issued. He, too, spoke of unprecedented amounts of rain the past few months. Quote, we want to be good neighbors. We continue to solicit feedback from the Mahoneys and adjust the design, end quote. He said they rely on a third-party engineer. He also said they're looking for long-term solutions. Cheryl Dunst, Land Use Administrative Assistant, and Planning and Zoning Commission members should have been inspecting that work. First Selectman Charles Perotti suggested setting up a meeting with the Mahoneys, Lodestar, and town officials to further discuss that matter. The Connecticut Office of Tourism is spending a record $1.4 million on a marketing fall tourism campaign, both inside and outside the state. The budget of the Full Color Connecticut campaign is three times what is typically spent on fall marketing programs, and the expanded budget is expected to triple the usual reach of the target audience market in Connecticut, New York, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. New York says a debate to split the $14 billion with New Jersey and Connecticut is simply a discussion among friends. The stalemate is lingering on. Sometimes friends do have disagreements. That's how the MTA acting chair said on Wednesday, characterizing the nine-month debate about how to split $14.2 billion federal grant money awarded to New York, New Jersey, Connecticut through the coronavirus relief package. The money cannot be distributed until states come to an agreement about how it should be split. An agreement must be reached soon if the agencies want to begin requesting money because of Federal Transit Administration fiscal reconciliation period, the time when the agency balances its finances, won't review grant requests until November. New Jersey and Connecticut have proposed using the FTA's suggested formulas to split the money, which would traditionally have been used for this kinds of money, with little disagreement over the years, including the first round of coronavirus relief funds known as the CARES Act. In Great Barrington, Berkshire Agricultural Ventures has issued two new $5,000 grants to assist organizations involved with soil health and climate change in northwestern Connecticut. Northwestern Connecticut Conservation District, part of the Connecticut River Coastal Conservation District, received a $5,000 grant for its Crop Cut Challenge. Projects will workshop geared to educate farmers on cover crop management and benefits. The grant will also provide free cover crop to seed to farmers in Litchfield County. The second $5,000 grant was awarded to Fort Hill Farm in New Milford, Connecticut, to purchase non-till equipment. Once again, a reminder that in Region 1, there are several COVID-19 vaccination clinics coming up at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, one this Friday, one Friday, October 1st, Friday, October 15th, and Friday, October 29th. Each of those clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7 p.m. Clinics will offer all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as booster vaccinations for eligible populations, according to the CDC guideline. Family-friendly astronomy with Rick Costello is happening tomorrow in the evening at the Stockbridge Library. It's an indoor, kid-friendly talk about space and the universe. The event is free. All ages are welcome. Check with the library for more information. You can meet the Cub Scouts night. PAC 11 in Kent is looking for new members at the Kent Congregational Church Parish Hall on Friday at 5:30. Kindergarten through 11 years old. You can learn about the Club Scouts, and they'll receive a small campfire and have some s'mores at that event. Falls Village Canaan Historical Society Peddlers Anything Flea Market is being held on the 18th from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. The rain date is the 19th. That's at the South Canaan Meeting House on Route 63 in Falls Village. Cornwall Conservation Trust's 5th Annual Cleanup Green Up Day is on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11. You can pick up supplies at the road assignments between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. at the Cornwall Conservation Trust office at 7 Railroad Square in West Cornwall. Face coverings are required. Pick up trash and debris along the town roads and return the trash to CCT office when you're finished. The Northeast Millerton Library presents a cookie cook-off on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Sample the entries and vote for your favorite. The winning baker will receive a $100 gift card to the Millerton business of their choice. Of course, coming up all day on Saturday, it is the first of what hopefully is many annual food festivals in Millerton, New York, basically from Route 22 right to Northeast Ford. Our friends at the Salisbury Winter Sports Association having their 14th annual golf tourney and pig roast. That is coming up on Saturday to see if there's any room left to play. Jumpfest.org. Salisbury Bank is offering a free community shredit at Millerton Branch on September 18th, continuing to shred. It's going to be at 87 Main Street Branch, and it's on Saturday from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. Salisbury Family Services celebrating Salisbury's own A Clothesline Art Show and Sale, benefiting Salisbury's artists and artisans. It'll be held from 10:30 to 3:30 at the White Hart Lawn. There is early buying from 9 to 10:30 for event sponsors. Dover Day is coming up. The Town of Dover Recreation Department presents that at Boyce Park on Saturday, September 18th. It begins at 1 and runs through the fireworks. For more information, 845-832-9168. In Hillsdale, Community nominee Brady Raymer, along with Claudia Musson, will play a family-friendly children's music event on Saturday the 18th at the Hamlet. Committee continues the jams in the Hamlet concert series. The event begins at 4:30 in Hamlet Park, with the Rojan Library presenting a storytelling program in the park. Food and soft drinks will be available from local restaurants, including Mama Lowe's Barbecue and Bacon's Pizza. The free concert will be from 5 till 7. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair to sit on. Of course, the park is located southwest of the traffic light at the intersection of State Routes 22 and 23. The American Mural Project presents Art of the Work Gala. That is on Saturday at 6 p.m. Check in with their website for more details. The Amenia Lions Club has their 7th Annual Community Classic Car Show coming up at Four Brothers Drive-In Theater on Sunday from 10 till 2. All proceeds benefit the Amenia Lions Club Community COVID Relief Fund. It's rain or shine, and it's fun for the whole family. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,869.63, the NASDAQ at 15,105.58, and the S&P 500 at 4,468.73. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Programming and underwriting support comes to us from the Solid Ridge Community Foundation, sponsoring the first annual Hudson Valley Rodeo, supporting the Amenia Wasaya Community Organization, Saturday, October 2nd at Keene Stud at Amenia. Tickets and more information, hudsonvalleyrodeo.com. Additional underwriting support from the Millerton Business Alliance, presenting the Millerton Food Festival on Saturday, a village-wide event starting at Four Brothers, ending at Northeast Ford. Activities, live music, and more. You're asked to bring your appetite. More information is available at MillertonNewYork.com.